Welcome to the Tanakh Podcast with Alex Israel. Today, Yehoshua Perek Chaf Aleph, Joshua chapter 21. Today, chapter 21, we read about 48 Levite cities, or to be more precise, 35 go to the Levites and 13 go to the Kohanim, to the priests. And these are spread around. If there are 48 cities, it works out that there are 4 per tribe. 12 times 4 is 48. And the Levium and Kohanim are spread around the country. The question, of course, is why? The Torah has already mandated that these cities, look in Parshat Mas'eh, and you will see the law that they get cities with a migrash, with a green area around them. But what is the purpose? How is this meant to work? So what exactly is the role of the tribe of Levi? What is the role of the priests? Many of you will point to the fact that they are meant to serve in the temple. But certainly, as we know from later on from Mishneic times, there were so many Levim and Kohanim that they only served a minuscule amount of the year in the temple. Each of them were divided into different Mishmarot. They were divided into different sort of Miluim groups. And there were 24 groups who each served 2 weeks a year in the temple. 2 weeks. And in addition to that, they were there on the Chagim, on the pilgrim festivals. So maybe they worked in the temple for a month a year, 5 weeks a year. How did they spend the rest of their time? The truth is that Levim have a dual role. Moshe Rabbeinu already told Bnei Israel in Bezot HaBracha, Ule Levi amar tumecha v'urecha l'ish chasidecha. On the one hand, the Kohen Gadol has the Urim v'tumim. On one hand, the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohanim, are meant to serve in the temple, and the Levim also have their roles. But the other role is Yoru Mishpatecha Yaakov v'Toratecha Yisrael, that they are meant to teach the laws to Jacob and the Torah to Israel. We find this dual thing in other places. So, for example, in Parsha Shmini, on the one hand, the Kohanim are meant to Havdil Ben HaKodesh Oven HaChol Oven HaTameh Oven HaTahor. They are meant to function in order to make distinctions between pure and impure. On the other hand, L'horot Et Bnei Yisrael Et Kol HaChukim. They are meant to teach the Jewish people the different laws. Or, as it says in the book of Malachi, the last book of Tanakh, Ki siftei kohen yishmeru dat v'torah yevakshu mipihu. The lips of the Kohen will preserve knowledge, and Torah will be sought from his mouth. The Kohanim are meant to be the education ministry. The Kohanim are meant to teach everybody in Israel how to know the law, how to read and write, and to be the machanchim, to be the educators. And here we see an amazing system in place. The Torah has given the Kohanim and the Levim a system of truma and ma'aser. There are gifts, 24 gifts, which go to the Levites and to the priests. For example, when you have your produce, a 10% goes to the Levites, 1/50 goes to the priests. They were a smaller group. So what would happen? The Kohanim, the Levim, would go around the various different farms. If there are, you know, 4 Levite cities per tribe, so in each sort of district, they would go around the different farms and they would go and collecting their maaser, their tithes. And why would this farmer particularly want to give that Levite those tithes? Well, he'd say, you know, is there anybody here who needs bar mitzvah lessons or bat mitzvah lessons? Is there some of the retirees here who would like some morning shiurim? He might set up a kollel for the evenings, some adult education classes. He might ask whether there are, you know, they have people to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah and so forth. And in that way, there is an interesting system whereby the Kohanim and the Levim are meant to provide the education services and maybe other services of what today we call Misrad HaDatot, the religion ministry, and in response, the people pay different tithes to the Kohanim and the Levim. Of course, this only works if it's a mutual system. So, for example, if the people stop paying the Truma and Maaser, then we won't have educators. If they lose faith in the ministry of the priesthood, if the Levim aren't doing their job, then people just simply won't want to give their hard-earned grain and oil and wine to this particular guild. And in fact, that's what we find in the book of Shoftim. In the book of Shoftim, we're going to find several instances of Levim Levites who are wandering the country looking for odd jobs, looking for things to do. And it might well be that in bad times, in times when people stopped paying their Trum and Maaser, or in the reverse, when the Kohanim and Levim weren't actually doing their jobs and people didn't want to support them, the entire education system broke down. Today, in our Medina Israel, we have taxes, and some of those taxes, the government money goes towards these situations. It goes to promote the whole education system and religious services. But in those times, it worked through a very different system, and this is the place of the Arei Levim. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. Lehitraot.